Ethereum Foundation picks Focal and Frame transactions for Hagoda. The Ethereum Foundation has named two proposals as the priority items for its next network upgrade, called Hagoda. According to a September 8, 2026 post from Cointelegraph, the foundation flagged Focal and Frame transactions as the two must-ship Ethereum improvement proposals, EIPs, for the release. Everything else on the roadmap now sits behind those two. The framing matters as much as the content. When core developers label a small number of changes must-ship, they are telling client teams, researchers, and application builders where to spend limited engineering time before the fork locks. Ether traded around $2,489 as of September 8, 2026, down roughly 1.1% on the day, so the announcement landed in a flat market rather than a rally. The two proposals at the center Focal is short for fork choice enforced inclusion lists. The idea, which Ethereum researchers have discussed publicly for over a year, is to give a rotating set of validators the power to force certain pending transactions into the next block. If a block builder tries to skip a transaction, the inclusion list makes that omission invalid. The goal is censorship resistance. No single builder should be able to quietly drop transactions it dislikes. Frame transactions is the second name priority. The label points to a rework of how transactions are packaged and executed rather than a user-facing feature. The specifics of the final design will come from the EIP text and client implementations, and the Foundation's post did not spell out the parameters. Treat any deeper description of the mechanics as pending until the specification is published. Both proposals sit at the protocol's plumbing layer. Neither changes gas fees, block times, or wallet behavior directly on day one. What they change is the set of guarantees the base layer offers to everyone building on top of it. Censorship resistance as a design goal. Inclusion lists address a problem that grew alongside Ethereum's shift to outsourced block building. Most blocks today are assembled by specialized builders, and a handful of them dominate. That concentration created a live question. If a builder is pressured, by regulation or by its own filtering, to exclude specific addresses, ordinary users could find their transactions stuck. Focal is the foundation's answer. By letting a committee of validators enforce inclusion, the protocol tries to keep the door open for any valid transaction, regardless of who submits it. For people who spend directly from their own wallet, that guarantee is the difference between a credibly neutral settlement layer and one where access depends on a builder's discretion. The same logic extends to anyone relying on Ethereum rails for payments or savings without a custodian in the middle. This is analysis rather than a claim from the source. Censorship resistance has moved from a talking point to a shipping priority. Naming Focal a must-ship item is a concrete signal that the foundation wants the guarantee written into consensus, not left to the goodwill of block builders. A must-ship label is a scheduling call, not a finished product. A priority label is a scheduling decision, not a finished product. EIPs still have to clear client implementation, testing across execution and consensus clients, and public testnets before a mainnet fork. Ethereum's recent history includes proposals that were slated for an upgrade and then pushed to a later one when the engineering ran long. The Hagoda timeline was not given in the source, so no launch date should be inferred. Still, the signal narrows the field. By elevating two proposals above the rest, the foundation reduces the risk that Hagoda turns into a sprawling release that slips. Smaller focused forks tend to ship closer to schedule than kitchen sink upgrades. For validators and staking operators, the message is to start tracking Focal and Frame transactions client releases now rather than after the fork is announced. The stakes for the broader ecosystem Ethereum remains the settlement base for a large share of stablecoins, tokenized assets, and the on-chain activity that feeds crypto card programs and payment apps. A change to how transactions are guaranteed inclusion, or how they are framed and processed, ripples outward to every layer to an application that inherits Ethereum's security. The protocol's direction also shapes long-running debates about ETF's role. From Arthur Hayes's bull case, tied to European debt, to the steady migration of smaller chains back toward Ethereum, as seen when Harmony proposed winding down its layer one. For now, the practical takeaway is narrow. Two proposals have the green light for the next fork, and the rest of the roadmap will be sequenced around them.